My name is Jake Lazarus, and welcome back to Sports Media Insider. Last week, two headlines caught my attention. First, the owners of the Los Angeles Lakers sold a majority stake in the team to billionaire Mark Walter. Then, just a few days later, the Boston Red Sox traded away Rafael Devers, their all-star outfielder, who just signed a $313 million extension just a year ago. At first, these look like completely different stories, but they actually say the same thing about where we are in today's world of sports ownership. It's getting harder and more expensive for individuals to buy teams. The biggest franchises are now just a part of growing global portfolios, and loyalty isn't just to the fans or the cities anymore. It's really to the return on investment. So let's start with the Lakers. Mark Walter is the man buying the team, and he really isn't new to the sports ownership world. He co-founded Guggenheim Partners, a global investment firm that manages well over $300 billion in assets. And in 2012, he led the group that bought the Dodgers for $2.2 billion. And that was the group that originally included Magic Johnson. Under Walter, the Dodgers have turned into one of the most dominant franchises in baseball. Since that sale, they've won two World Series titles, four National League pennants, and made the playoffs in every single season. They've won at least 92 games every season since. And today, Forbes values the Dodgers at $6.9 billion. Walter also owns pieces of Chelsea FC, Cadillac's F1 team, the LA Sparks, and the WNBA, and a piece of the PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League. Now he's adding the Lakers to that list, a $10 billion deal, the most expensive valuation in professional sports history. And for context, before this, the most expensive sale was the Celtics at $6.1 billion, that just a few months earlier. After that came the Commanders, the Broncos, and the Suns. Now, what's clear about all of this is that the prices are some that only billionaires and really major firms can buy in. That's great for the league's health, but it also pushes teams even further away from their fan bases. Now, let's look at Boston. The Red Sox just traded Rafael Devers to the Giants, getting Jordan Hicks, Kyle Harrison, and a couple of top prospects in return. And that barely came a year after giving Devers a $313 million extension. He was the only remaining piece from that 2018 World Series run. This is actually the second time in just 6 years that the Red Sox have traded a franchise star. In 2020, it was Mookie Betts who got dealt to the Dodgers, and just like this one, for almost nothing in return. Back in 2002, when Fenway Sports Group bought the Red Sox, that team was the main focus. They bought the team, the stadium, and most of Nesson. The Red Sox were the crown jewel of their portfolio. But since then, Fenway Sports Group has gone mega global. They now own Liverpool FC, Anfield Road, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and are major investors in the PGA Tour's new for-profit venture. And now the Red Sox feel more like a mid-tier part of that portfolio. In 2002, they had one of the highest payrolls in baseball, right behind the Yankees. And now, a little over 20 years later, they rank 13th. They're no longer trying to outspend the rest of the league. They're being run more like a mid-market franchise inside a multi-billion dollar company. In terms of earning, the Red Sox made about $575 million in 2024. Liverpool FC brought in over $770 million last season, and the PGA Tour earns well over $1 billion annually. So it's fair to ask, are the Red Sox even in the top two of Fenway's priorities anymore? So why does this matter, and what does this tell us as fans and media members? So first, owners are making decisions based on financial value and not really emotional value. Rafael Devers wasn't untouchable, but he was tradable when the business case made sense. This would have made no sense just a few years ago. Second, fan loyalty isn't driving decisions the way that it used to. The Devers trade happened without much warning, and fan reaction came second. The emotional gap between fans and front offices is just getting wider and wider. And third, if you really want to understand sports today, you have to understand the business behind it. The Lakers weren't sold because of who's on the roster. They were sold because of media rights, global recognition, and their commercial value. So if you miss the business story, you're missing half the picture. That's it for this week on Sports Media Insider. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe on Substack or LinkedIn and give us a follow on IG. I'm Jake Lazarus. Thanks for listening.